This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our great pleasure to have Adam and Cynthia Forcade with us on the program. Adam and Cynthia are the volunteer leaders of the Kings Mountain Awareness Group, which is a grassroots citizen organization that was formed to fight the establishment of a proposed 220,000-square-foot gambling casino in Cleveland County, North Carolina, just about 30 miles west of Charlotte. This gambling casino proposal is an effort by the South Carolina-based Catawba Indian Nation to purchase land just outside of Kings Mountain, North Carolina, in order to build a Las Vegas-style gambling casino on Interstate 85 near the North Carolina-South Carolina border. Efforts by the tribe to establish a gambling casino in their home state of South Carolina have been rejected at every turn, so they have set their sights on their neighbors to the north, namely us. Adam and Cynthia, I'm so excited to have you on the show to talk about your efforts to fight casino expansion in North Carolina. As we get started, tell us about the Kings Mountain Awareness Group and how it all began.
Hey, John. Well, first I want to say how honored we are to be on your show, but in large part, we're talking today here because of you. When I first learned of the possibility of a casino coming to Kings Mountain back in January of 2014, I reached out to our local elected officials, and during a subsequent meeting with Keith Miller, he mentioned your name and the North Carolina Family Policy Council as a possible source of advice. And as you'll remember, I called you late one Friday afternoon, and we talked for a long time, and the rest, as they say, is history. If I remember correctly, your first recommendation was to organize a community meeting for you to come speak to the community. Cynthia and I accomplished that a little over a month later, and we were off and running. The concept of a group kind of coalesced around some talks between me, Pastor Scott Whitney, and Cynthia. We three formed the founding nucleus, and it has since grown and become more organized. We currently have around 200 active members with a couple of small action committees and a steering committee to provide leadership guidance. Our motto has been be an educated voice, and our goal is to make sure the entire community is aware of all the ramifications of the casino potentially coming here, not just what was presented by the Catawba tribe and their developers.
Well, y'all have done such a great job with this, and it was just a wonderful opportunity when you called just to connect with a concerned citizen who had a real heart to get involved in this issue, and both you and Cynthia have just done an amazing job to really keep a sustained, ongoing effort to express your concerns to help educate the community about this. Early on, Adam, I know that local elected officials in Kings Mountain and Cleveland County actually signed letters in support of the proposed casino project, and those letters were actually submitted to the federal government when the Catawba Indian Nation filed its request to have the United States Bureau of Indian Affairs take this land in Kings Mountain into trust on the tribe's behalf. Now, that has not happened yet, but it really is the linchpin to this whole effort. I know that when you learned of these local elected officials signing on board with this project, you were quite concerned and upset about that. Tell us why.
Well, John, honestly, it made me really angry. I was just amazed that an elected official would actually submit a letter on an official letterhead that had been written in secret and proclaimed to represent the desires of a community that knew nothing about it. Those were just not the kinds of actions that any of us expect from the people that we have trusted with the stewardship of our community. And a lot of our group's actions over the past year have been targeted at exposing and killing these secret letters of support. One thing I've noticed over the last year is that when people attend one of our community educational forums and learn of these letters, they're just universally outraged to a person.
Well, and with good reason, because when you see local elected officials jumping on board with a proposal like this, really not knowing at all what the ramifications would be for the community, it is something that should concern every citizen in the community. Now, I know that kind of taking a step back a little bit prior to your efforts, Adam and Cynthia, with the Kings Mountain Awareness Group, I'm not sure that you knew a whole lot about casino gambling and all that you've learned throughout this process. Talk about that a little bit and how much you have learned about not only casino gambling, but just getting involved in an effort like this.
Well, John, I really knew nothing about casinos before this started. I didn't know whether one would be good or bad for Kings Mountain. So I set out to learn as much as I could, and the more I read, the worse it got. probably the most compelling information about the overwhelmingly negative impacts of casino gambling is found in the Why Casinos Matter publication. It outlines the 31 evidence-based propositions, and this research is important because it's independently funded and it's conducted by very notable and credible scholars. We've also learned a lot from other areas that have personal experience with casinos in their towns, and the news is not good. Places like Roanoke Park, California, Deadwood, South Dakota, Ledyard, Connecticut, and Black Hawk, Colorado, the universal message from them is that if you don't have a casino in your town, then you just don't want one.
So this was not a situation where you all were kind of going out looking for a fight. Really, the fight came to you.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. As a result of that, and in response to that, I will tell you that you all have managed to develop quite a formidable coalition with the Kings Mountain Awareness Group, and that group includes private citizens, churches and pastors, business leaders, and local elected officials. How did you go about building the coalition and forming this group that you have?
Well, I would say persistence and having a consistent, narrowly focused message has really led to our success. Mostly we just talk to people, conversations with our neighbors. We've put in a tremendous effort to educating the community and our neighbors. And once people get educated about the negative consequences of casino gambling or predatory gambling, they generally want to help us stop it from coming to Kings Mountain. We've held community forums. We've brought in experts. We've gone to local fairs. Basically, any chance that we have to get our message out, we'll take it. And the Facebook page has really helped us drive engagement. But ultimately, for your listeners, we can't understate the power of prayer and allowing God to lead our efforts in this.
Well, that is so important and really underpins everything I know that you all have done there. Another thing that has just been a consistent part of this effort over the past year is that, Adam, both you and Cynthia and other members of the Kings Mountain Awareness Group have had a constant presence at city council meetings, at meetings of the county commission in Cleveland County. You have also spoken at these meetings. And Adam, when you have spoken, what do you tell local leaders, for our listeners who may not be aware of all that's been going on, what do you tell local leaders and others about casino gambling and why this proposal by the Catawba Indian Nation would be such a bad bet for Kings Mountain and the surrounding area?
John, my main focus with the city and county officials has been to try to get them to acknowledge the massive amount of scholarly research regarding negative impacts that come along with the casino. They have consistently claimed that we use bad data or present it out of context. They constantly claim that nothing bad has ever happened in Cherokee after the casino opened there. That's their flag that they wave. So my main focus has been to show them in public session what they are choosing to invite into our county and into our community. And as far as what I tell them, I try to present unimpeachable data with sources regarding the devastating social impacts a casino will bring into town. I've also spent a lot of time trying to explain to them that the promises of jobs and economic development are false, and that even if true, would in no way justify the ruin and wreckage that comes with them. I ask them very pointed questions such as, are you willing to knowingly subject an additional 150 children in the county next year to physical abuse? And these questions I ask them are based on unimpeachable research data, and I always give them the supporting documentation when I finish speaking.
Well, and you've done such a great job, I think, of balancing the factual information, but then the practical real-life implications of what happens when gambling casinos come to town. And like you say, the impacts on children, the impacts on families, the impacts on the economy, on business. And I think that has been one of the reasons why you all have been so successful. Now, Adam, I truly believe this to be the case, that the Kings Mountain Awareness Group has had a major impact, not only on the community's awareness, but you've also had a significant impact on changing the perspective of local officials, almost all of whom supported the project at the onset. Tell us about your perspectives on this. What kind of impact you believe the Kings Mountain Awareness Group has had on the community and on the local elected officials?
Well, John, we continue to be amazed at the power that a few people can have when they use their voice. Councilman Keith Miller has opposed the casino from the beginning. And as you mentioned, we've had one councilman change his original position. Councilman Tommy Hawkins originally supported the casino, and he's changed his mind. He visited Las Vegas for himself, and he said what he saw was devastating. And he could not, after seeing that, continue to support a casino in Kings Mountain. And as you mentioned, several pastors and local citizens have spoken before both the city council and the county commission, and we've got a loyal group of people who are present at nearly every meeting and event that we hold. And I just have to say, at the last city council meeting, I was awed by the community's willingness to get involved and the power of everything that we have worked on in the past year, that God really brought it together and had a wonderful message for the city council.
Well, Adam and Cynthia, for our listeners who have not had the opportunity to meet you all, now you are what I would consider to be just solid, average private citizens who have jobs and lives of your own, yet you have poured just countless amounts of time, energy, and resources into this fight. Why is this such an important issue to both of you?
John, for me, I can say that leading this effort is just, it's just a clear and straightforward, no doubt in my heart, calling from the Lord to warn the people of the evil at the gate. People who know me have been really surprised over the past year at the things I've done, because it's just so far out of character for me. There's just no doubt in my heart on what the Lord wishes me to do as regards this issue. I frequently read Ezekiel 3:17-21 when I need fresh energy or inspiration to continue.
I feel that God called us to this mission. We have the time and energy and resources to lead this effort, and God called us and has provided everything that we've needed along the way.
Well, y'all have stepped in such a gracious way and in such a powerful way to do this, and I really believe that y'all have had an incredible impact. Talk a little bit about the latest on the Catawba Indian Nation's effort to establish a casino in Kings Mountain. I know you both recently made a trip to Washington, D.C. to meet with some officials up there. Tell us about your trip and what's happening now with this whole proposal.
Well, John, as you probably know, and our listeners might not know, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, or the BIA, must first decide on the matter of taking the land into trust for the Catawbas. And during our December meeting with the BIA, they stated that they are very early in the process, that the application must first be reviewed and decided on the legal merits. And they also said that there will be a significant opportunity for public comment before a final decision is made.
Adam and Cynthia, I have to say, I really consider you all to be just consummate examples of the ideal grassroots effort. You felt called and led to get involved, and you did so, and you have been committed in this fight ever since. Your efforts really highlight the importance of everyday citizens speaking out, getting educated, and working to educate others. What advice do you have for others who may be facing similar battles in their communities, maybe over gambling, over education issues, over religious liberty issues that come up? How important is it, from your perspective, to speak out? And what steps should citizens take to build a successful grassroots campaign?
Jonah, if your listeners only take one thing out of my words today, I hope it is this. You, as a conservative Christian, are not a minority. My advice is take a deep breath, jump in, and be the watchman. The Lord will not hold you accountable if people don't listen, only if you don't issue the warning.
Unfortunately, Adam and Cynthia, we're just about out of time for this week, but I know that you have a website and Facebook page for the Kings Mountain Awareness Group. If you would, give us the information and links to those sites so that our listeners can learn more about your efforts and maybe pitch in and help with what you're doing in fighting against this casino proposal.
Well, John, our website is StopCatawbaCasino.com. We have a lot of information there. We have links to outside agencies with other resources and information regarding predatory gambling, and just a good place to get started at. And then our day-to-day news feed, if you will, is on our Facebook page, which is the Kings Mountain Awareness Group. It's easy to find, and you can keep absolutely up to the date on that. If your listeners want to keep up with us, reach out to us. That's the two ways they can get in touch with us.
Adam and Cynthia, I want to thank you for your time and for all of your efforts and for being with us on Family Policy Matters.
Thank you, John.
John, the honor is ours. Thank you for having us.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.